I'm Tim Ventura from AmericanAntiGravity.com, and this is interview number 2 with Troy Hurtubise, the Canadian inventor of the Bear Suit, Light Infantry Military Blast Cushion, Fire Paste, Formula 1313, and the Angel Light. Well, Troy, we did an interview about 3 weeks ago where you were discussing the amazing properties of the Angel Light, which you've said was a transparency ray that you were working on to eliminate the hide effect. You've had a big enough breakthrough in the last few days with the device that you're not calling it the Angel Light anymore. Can you tell us the new name and describe the breakthrough?
Well, yeah, oh God, my life, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, I moved from Angel Light to God Light. I don't know what else you could call it. I had NASA call. There's the first time in a life. NASA actually called 3 days ago in relation to Angel Light. They wanted to send down a couple of scientists and that, and unfortunately, what are you going to do? Angel Light doesn't exist anymore.
They actually called me for you also.
Yeah. Everybody wants Angel Light, but unfortunately, I've been working for some time on it, and it's cost me my health to a large degree, trying to get the hide effect out. And as I said earlier to you, when the French stepped in to pay for the booster to be put on it and stuff like that, as I said to the French, if I can't get a hide effect out, it'll be my moral decision whether I sell it. And lucky for me, Phil Novak, the journalist who broke the story, he broke it, and scientists from around the world were calling, physicists and that, congratulating me in that. And one particular eminence physicist out of Germany, I started working with him on Angel Light, and he had a couple of ideas and with relation to how to help me rid it of the hide effect. And Angel Light actually consists of 2 units, and God Light now has 7 units to it, so it's 17 feet long now. Thank God there's no more to add on to it, because my lab's only 20 feet long. But this physicist had some great ideas, and I have to give him credit in part. He basically said what he called an ionized electromagnetic heat array, if he could build it with me, might rid the Angel Light of the hide effect, but in effect it also might render it useless for looking through walls and taking out electrical units. I said, I really don't care. I said, anything to get the hide effect gone. And I said, we'll work on everything else later. So anyway, make a long story short, we built this thing, and I put it on the unit. I had my brother over, and we turned it on, and immediately the particle light, the beam of light was totally different, not only in structure but in color. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. And it also ain't looking through walls. So I thought, wow. So I stuck my hand in front of it, because that's what I do, and it near burnt it off. I mean, holy jeez. I mean, I had first degree burns within a millionth of a second. I mean, it just bubbled up and everything. I thought, what the hell? So immediately my brother, joking around because he's a writer, said, oh, who cares, we can blow things up. So I proceeded to grab things out of the lab to put in front of the light, paper. I thought it'll just evaporate, but it didn't do anything to the paper. I mean, it was literally cold to the touch. So I thought, this is really odd. This doesn't make any sense. You stick your hand in front of it, if you held it long enough, if you had the tolerance to do it, it would literally blow a hole through your hand. It would burn a hole through your hand. Well, why is it burning the paper?
Yeah. Now, did you try anything lighter than paper that might be
more? Oh, yeah. So I grabbed Kleenex, which, I mean, my goodness, that should have went, you know, cold to the touch. I mean, 5 minutes. We're holding Kleenex to it, and it's cold to the touch. So we try pitchers that, you know, the emulsion on pitchers should just, you know, nothing. Wood, ceramic, steel, any kind of anything basically non-living we put in front of this new light that I ended up calling God Light, and it doesn't do anything to it. Yet if you stick your hand in front of it, so my brother has the idea, go get the houseplant upstairs, go get the houseplant. So we go get the houseplant, and of course it burns right through the houseplant, kills it. So I thought, this is the stupidest thing you ever seen. So I call a physicist, and I said, doctor, I said, I did what you said, and this is what it's doing. And immediately, see, I love science. Hey, that bugger knew exactly what was going on, but he wouldn't tell me. He thought, he said, that's quite queer, he says. He says, could you do me a favor? Because he has an actual breakdown of Angel Light in its original form. And all the new units that we built, he has photographs and everything. He knows the workings inside, so he can help me. So he says, do me a favor. He said, where did you put the ionized electromagnetic heat array? And I said, well, I had it on the number 3 unit. He said, no. He says, do me a favor, put it at the lead, because my light spectrum fusion array that actually fuses the light working on microwaves is what I always had at the front. He said, no, I don't want that at the front. He said, put it in third and put the new heat array at the front. And I said, all right, no problem. So we're talking on the phone. Well, while we're doing this. And he says, okay, turn it on. So I turned it on, and he says, stick your hand in front of it. And I won't repeat what I said to him. I said, are you some kind of a madman? I just burnt my hand. He says, Troy, humor me. Stick your finger in front of the light then. So I stuck my finger in front of the light, and it was amazing. I mean, wow, it was just the coolest sensation you ever experienced in your life. So he says to me on the phone, he says, in layman's terms, Troy, he said, the light is dancing with yourself. He says, my God, he says, would you allow me a favor? And I said, sure, anything, doctor. This is, wow, I don't know where you're going with this. He said, I would like a scientific colleague of mine in a specific field to come over to your lab. I know you don't like science in your lab and that, but I'd like him to conduct some experiments. And I said, sure. I said, no problem at all. But I said, buddy, I said, you're killing me here. 2 days. I said, I know you know something, but you're not telling me. So he said, cancer, Troy. I said, cancer? What the hell are you talking about, cancer? See, I would have never taken that road. So I can't take full credit for Godlight. I mean, he built the array that goes in the front, and I would have never in a million years taken the road to cancer. I said, Doc, what, have you lost your mind? What are you talking about? He said, well, Troy, it's actually quite simple. He said, not for you, but for me it is. He said, just keep it quiet with regards to the people calling for Angel Light right now. You're going to have to tell them nothing about the new direction it's went. Just hold out for this doctor to come and then the preliminary results.
Oh, sure.
So the doctor
sure
came up 2 days later, brought in some lab mice that were infected. One had a tumorous cancer in his stomach. The other one had one in his brain. The one with the stomach cancer was called C12, and the one with the brain tumor was called H27. So he sticks him in front of these. He's got these 2 foot, almost like they look half-inch plate. This mirror, it was almost dark color, like a black color, and there are little holes in it where I would shoot the light through on the cancer. We did a 20-minute session, full 20 minutes of direct light on the cancer on the stomach mouse, and then we did the head one for 20 minutes. And then he proceeded to take skin grafts off each of the areas, and he put some solution on them, and he was talking in his little tape recorder. He filmed everything, but the doctor of physics told me, he said, listen, I know you're apprehensive about having somebody in your lab. Listen, he has to film it. He's not interested in angel light or God light. He's not interested in what it does and that, you know, how it works. He just wants to film what it's doing to the mice. So anyway, he does all this stuff. He was a nice guy, and off he went. So I'm waiting for the results to come in, and I've got all these calls from around the world about angel light, but angel light doesn't exist anymore. I'm on to God light, and I can't say anything to him. So the results came in Thursday, last Thursday, and it was just crazy. I mean, he gave me all these quotes and that, and he said, hang on, I got them right here.
Oh, okay.
This is basically what I've been told to tell to the media.
Oh, awesome. So we actually gave
you... Yeah, this is straight from the researcher who's, I guess he's a scientist in cancer and that. Though test results are at their infancy with regards to strict scientific protocol, the preliminary findings are beyond realistic expectations. The C12, which is the mouse that had the stomach tumor, had a 27% reduction in tumor size in 52 hours with no adverse side effects. And H27, which was the mouse with the brain tumor, had a 12% reduction in tumor size within 52 hours with no adverse side effects. Now, the one with the stomach had a bigger reduction because he stated that it had already had radiation treatment, whereas the other mouse did not have any. Now, of course, they want to go and bring them up again. I got to get it ready, so they're going to do another session of 20 minutes, and then they're hoping anywhere from 4 to 6 sessions to see how it goes. Now, I'm told from science, unfortunately, that I'm going to be relegated, that's the irony of it all, to 2 years of basically being a technician. In other words, I get to unplug and plug in Godlight while these scientists, I mean, obviously, they're the ones that know what they're doing. I have no idea what I'm doing with regards to cancer. But that's basically what I'm doing for the next 2 years. I can't work on anything else in my lab because the freaking thing is 17 feet long. It takes up all my lab. So,
sure.
But I have had, the news has been leaking out, and I have been already warned from the scientists that you're going to get a lot of people that will call that have the cancer already, that have 3 to 6 months to live.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're going to have these people call, and they've already went through all of the known scientific chemotherapy, radiation, and they're going to ask. They have nothing to lose if they can, you know, sit in front of Godlight and go through sessions of that. And, you know, you're going to have to look at a moral issue, and they went through all this shit like that. And I really don't care. I mean, I lost my mother-in-law to leukemia 2 years ago, and I watched her die, and it's a horrific way to go. And I have had people call, and, I mean, you know, I sign a waiver. I mean, basically is what I'm telling them. Bring your doctor. I want to know your case history. I want it because they're looking at, if everything goes well and in 2 years the preliminary studies are done, then they will go for human studies. Well, by that time, I might have already had through my lab 400 or 500 people with different kinds of cancers, and if I can do it properly, in other words, film it, have their doctor on hand, have their case study, what advancement the cancer's in before you do these sessions with Godlight, and where it goes after that, then, you know, I can only help the process. What we've done recently is I had a call from an individual that heard about it, and his family member, very close to him, is in the medium stages of Parkinson's disease. And I said, yes, I'm aware of what it is. Michael J. Fox, Muhammad Ali, I said, I'm quite aware of what Parkinson's disease is. But I said, listen, these people are working on this for cancer, and a specific cancer at that. I said, I have no idea what cancers are all about, but I said, I am told from the scientist that's doing the research, it's carcinomas, the most common cancers, which are tumors which surface or line internal organs, lungs, breast, prostate, skin, stuff like that. I said, I don't know on Parkinson's and that. And he said, well, you know what? The man already knows where it's going to lead. I mean, if you look at Muhammad Ali and stuff like that, I said, I understand that. So what are you asking me? And, well, you know, he came over and we did a session, 20 minutes. I basically opened the aperture to full and covered his entire body. Now, he had to strip almost naked, basically. He had a pair of underwear on, and he sat there for 20 minutes, and I basically enveloped him in the Godlight for 20 full minutes. 3 days passed by. The symptoms were drastically reduced to the point that after the second dosage of 20 minutes, the physical stages of Parkinson's disease, the shaking and that, are already gone from his body. So, I mean, you know, I don't know what that proves, but he seems to be happy, and as long as he's happy, that's fine with me. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? The cancer researcher said it's not a far reach, along with the physicist, with regards to how it's handling the tumors, in that I don't know any about this, but this is what they're saying, that cancerous tumors, the cancer itself, forms its own bloodstream. I said, well, I didn't know that. I don't even know what that means. They said, basically, your light, in that it can penetrate, normal light can, Troy. If you took a flashlight, anybody, take a powerful flashlight, turn the lights off, put it against the palm of your hand, turn the back of your hand around, and you can basically see. I mean, the light can penetrate skin. That's sure, a given. Sure. Yours is so powerful that it hasn't got a problem penetrating the skin, and it doesn't seem to be affecting the healthy cells, just basically the cancerous cells. I think, this is from his opinion, that you're actually interrupting the bloodstream that the cancer needs to survive. Well, and when you do that, you basically shut down the tumor. You'll kill it eventually.
Just to back up for a sec, Troy, sure. Is there any information that you can make public about who the scientists are, or who they're working with, or the organization they're working through?
The two scientists that I'm working with, and I mean 20 years, I've never had the good fortune of actually working with somebody in the scientific community. I've got lots of connections from MIT and Harvard and that, where they don't mind giving me their phone number to talk to, but God forbid I ever give their name out. I can understand that. I mean, as they said, Troy, you're viewed in some circles as a maverick, others that, yes, you might well be a genius, but there's other circles you're viewed as a nutcase. So it's kind of difficult for a laureate to associate themselves with us. Yeah, I understand all that stuff. So that's what I've been putting up for 18 years. And then this eminent physicist calls from Germany, and he actually has a science. He's actually working with me along with this cancer research scientist. And what they said was, and I said, guys, I've been through it before. I understand that fully. I'm not an idiot stick. They said, listen, until the preliminary results are done, until we know the side effects, Troy, we cannot lend our name publicly to what you're doing, for the simple fact that, and this is their quote, and I thought, that's a good quote, we're not looking for cold fusion in a bottle. And I understood exactly what he was saying. These were two eminent scientists back in the 80s that basically went to the public and the media, which they weren't supposed to do before all the findings were in, and said, we discovered cold fusion in a bottle. Well, they didn't, and they're still picking egg off their face along with the university they work for. So these two eminent scientists are not going to come out and say, oh, yes, we're working with Troy, and this is what we're doing, because basically the physicist said, Troy, listen, what if after the third session, the mice that we're doing the preliminary studies on are actually cancer-free? Totally. Unprecedented, Troy. The fact that there is a 27% reduction in 52 hours in this tumor is beyond the comprehension of most scientists. That's unbelievable. But let's say that we cure them in a month, Troy, with Godlight. What happens in 4 months? Now we're with you publicly. We're doing interviews. Everything's fine. What if happens in 4 months? Now we're on to mouse number 3 and 4 and 10 and 15. They all die. All of them, Troy. They all die.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
I said, okay, I see what you mean. He said, Troy, then it's not the public we're worried about, Troy. It's our peers, the scientific community. We will be bastardized, is the exact word he used. He said, they will oust us from the community. He said, we will be looked at as idiots. Wow, you know, how could you even think of associating yourself with this hick that lives in North Bay, Ontario, working in his garage? I mean, it's absurd, da-da-da-da. So I said, no, I understand fully, doctor. I said, I can wait the 2 years. But in the meantime, no. If I get calls, I'm not going to look at a mother with a five-year-old child who basically has 4 months to live because she's dying of cancer and they've tried everything and say, no, sorry, science says that we're not ready for that yet, so you know what? Your child has to die. If you want to sign a waiver, you want to bring your doctor to my lab to oversee everything, I'll be more than happy to give a dosage of 20 minutes. And if it helps your child, fine. The calls that I'm getting from people in the public are, well, what do we have to lose, Troy? I've already talked to cancer patients that looked and said, Troy, we tried everything. We are dying. We have 6 months to live. One of them brought up, and I said, well, you know, I never really looked at that. Wow. They said, remember, Troy, remember Michael Landon. I said, yeah, I remember actually watching him. He's 54, Troy. All of a sudden, he gets hit with stomach cancer. The guy does an interview. Beautiful, gorgeous-looking man, you know, in the prime of his life. He's sitting there doing an interview saying, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to battle it. A month later, you see him in the same interview. He's down to like 110 pounds, and he's dead 3 days later. So when you get to that situation where you've tried everything and nothing works, well, what the hell have you got to lose? I said, exactly. I understand that. I understand when people tell me that. And being a Christian man and you know, it's not named that for nothing. I'm looking at it. I'm healthy. I've been sick. I was down 18 pounds in the last year and a half because of what the side effect of Angel Light did to me. I had hair growth spots all over my body, hair loss, so sick you couldn't believe it. I've been sitting for the last week in front of Angel Light, totally naked in my lab, 20 minutes, and I am up 14 pounds. I've gained 14 pounds. I have all of my hair growth from all the spots are all back. I feel like $1 million. I'm back in the treadmill. I haven't been on the treadmill in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been getting a lot of publicity because of the recent TV and radio that you've done now. I know this has put a fair amount of pressure on you, but how are you holding up with that?
Well, I don't get a lot done, unfortunately, because the phone's ringing off the hook, and, you know, I'm not an ignorant person to, well, I'm busy, take a hike. I mean, if somebody calls, I've always been like that. I mean, you know, I haven't got no problem talking to somebody. Now, it might get a little crazy in that the British press is going to be releasing basically the preliminary findings on Godlight, and I have already been told from individuals that work with me that it's going to get crazy, Troy. You might well, a month from now, have 300-400 people a day lined outside your door that just show up out of nowhere. You know, I've got this cancer, I've got this disease, I've got that disease, then I'm really in a tough spot. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do? I mean, holy geez, it's an open clinic, everybody come in and here you go. I mean, you know, I'm a very private man. I mean, you know, I work 20 hours in my lab. I don't go out much at all. But, I mean, I know I've basically totally, as the doctor of physics said, his quote was, you might well have created the penicillin for the 21st century.
Sure.
I know what he's talking about. Penicillin was purely by accident. Well, so is Godlight. I would have never made the turn. I don't want to take full credit for it because I would have not built the units that this eminent physicist built, and I would have never went the path that he went with regards to cancer. Had I not been talking with him, I would have not made the relationship of why the light is burning my skin and nothing else. I would have never made that leap to switch the units around and then go to cancer, because that's basically what the light's doing to the cell structure. It's working on living tissue, basically, is what the leap he made. Well, I knew right off the bat, Troy, that it was working on living tissue, plant tissue, human tissue, cell structure. That's what it was working on.
I read a report in, I believe it was Scientific American this summer, and they were talking about a device that was composed of red LEDs. You know, nothing special about them, but it was a really bright LED bank. And the idea was they were testing it on patients with cuts and burns, and they found that simply by putting light on it, they were able to heal 3 to 5 times faster. So it makes perfect sense that by manipulating...
Well, yeah, that's what he said, and I've done it 3 times to great disdain with my wife. Like, I mean, she just says, you're an absolute nutcase. And I said, you know what? I think it's the coolest thing you've ever seen. And I said, I'm going to do it on a live media broadcast. You should see what I'm able to do. This will freak you right out. This is the coolest thing, because this is what I do. I forget animals. I work in the human body. I work in my own human body. This is the neatest thing I ever seen. I will take a blowtorch. I'm telling you, I'll do this live. Any cam, any network that wants to come down, I'll do it live. I can take a blowtorch, and that blowtorch, I take a metal rod about an inch in diameter, solid, and I heat the end up to molten red. I mean, it's molten red. Now, it takes a lot of practice. I mean, I'm a martial artist, so I can handle the pain for a certain amount. And I basically stick it into my arm, and it causes second, third degree burns. I also do it with the other arm. And the arm that I first did it to, I stick it in front of Angel Light for 3 minutes, and it's covered with a cloth, and it's soaked in a vinegar solution. It actually worked. I don't know why it does that, but it does. And the right arm that has been burnt to the same degree, if I just put the normal medical stuff, like, you know, a bandage and you put the salve on it and stuff like that, that takes 2 weeks to heal. Within 48 hours of two doses of Angel Light, the other arm that has the second degree burn completely heals 100% with almost no scarring.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
In 2 days. I've done it 3 times now, just for the hell of it. It's the coolest thing you ever seen.
Yeah, well, you know, and speaking of visitors and stuff, I mean, again, I had a call from NASA the other day, and I've had numerous calls and inquiries about Angel Light. Well, we're almost out of time for today, but I definitely like to wrap things up by saying this is a tremendous announcement, and I definitely hope to hear more from you in the future about, you know, the continuing breakthroughs that you've been making. And again, Godlight is not the first. You've had, you know, 8 or 9 wonderful inventions now, and so, you know, definitely I look forward to seeing more in the future.
I appreciate your interest, bud. You're a good man.
Well, thanks again, Troy.
Okay.